This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
County Commissioner refused to comment on the specific allegations, stating only that the Ethics Committee will give a full report in about 6 weeks. In other news, we have the latest from the federal courthouse in Connellsville, where at least one part of a contentious case about counterfeiting has concluded with a jury's verdict. Let's go to Ted Humphreys on the scene. Ted?
Thanks, Bill. I'm at the federal courthouse where the trial of Dr. Benjamin Trask has reached a dramatic climax. After only 2 hours of deliberations, the jury found Dr. Trask guilty of all 20 charges, including counterfeiting, conspiracy, kidnapping, and forgery. I spoke with several people involved in the case. Detective Don Polhouse led the investigation of what has been called the Green Ring Conspiracy.
I couldn't be happier with the verdict. Well, actually, I could be, but to do that would involve reintroducing the kinds of punishments they used back in the Middle Ages. good times.
I also caught up with Connie Kendall of Odyssey, who appeared as a witness for the prosecution.
Seriously? Well, yeah, I think it was a good verdict. I mean, you can't have people like Dr. Trask running all over the country making their own money. That's the government's job. I mean, what would we have if regular people started doing the government's job?
Democracy?
Yes! No. What?
Wooten Bassett, also from Odyssey and personally involved in the case, gave us his take on the verdict.
Thanks, Ted. Did you see the size of the judge's gavel? That thing was huge. Oh, I'd love to have one of those at home.
About the verdict?
Oh, yeah, the verdict. Okay, that was a good call, you know, and the jury foreman had great diction when he read it out. Very Shakespearean.
And I was able to talk to Penny Wise, a former student of Dr. Trask's and a key witness at the trial.
Dr. Trask was a good teacher and a good friend. So I'm not pleased that he did what he did, though I guess jail is what has to happen to someone who, you know, lies and steals and forges money and leads people astray.
They say you were the star witness, the one who persuaded the jury to find him guilty.
Oh, I don't want to think about that. In fact, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Dr. Trask will be held without bail until his sentencing in 2 weeks.
Meanwhile, the trials of Archie Hagler and other members of the Green Ring Conspiracy will continue. This is Ted Humphreys at the Connellsville Federal Court.
Well, I'm glad that's over with.
All hail the conquering heroes.
Detective Polhouse. Oh, hi, Connie, Wooten.
Hi, Wooten.
Hi.
I just heard you on the radio from Connellsville.
Really? Well, that's amazing, which means we're either really fast drivers or that radio has a really slow signal.
Step up to the counter, folks. Everyone can order whatever they want. I'm buying.
Well, oh, well, that's generous.
This is a celebration. As long as I can get an expense receipt, Whit, okay?
Sure thing. What's everyone having?
My usual.
I'll have my usual, too.
And I'll have both their usuals, but with extra whipped cream and a side of licorice.
Coming right up.
Thanks.
Oh, and Penny will have her usual, too.
Right.
No, actually, Connie, I don't think she will.
She wants something else?
No, I don't think she's coming.
She's gonna miss our celebration?
She can't do that. She was our star witness. She made the case against Trask and his gang.
Oh, I know, but she said she had something else to do and then drove off in the other direction.
Well, that's no good.
Yeah, I think she was upset.
Upset? Why do you think that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the tear-filled eyes, the quivering lip, and the restrained sobs were kind of a giveaway.
What?
Well, I offered to go with her, but she said she wanted to be alone right now.
And you listened to her?
Well, yeah, I take it as a pretty good hint that being with her would work against her desire to be alone.
Oh, brother. Where's my cell phone? I'm gonna call her.
So what do you think upset Penny?
Well, it had to be the lack of raspberry sodas in the vending machine at the courthouse.
No, I've seen it happen before. It's the release after a big court case ends. Sometimes I go back to my office and cry like a little girl.
Really?
No.
Oh.
But it's emotionally hard work being on the witness stand day after day, testifying against a man you once considered a friend.
Penny isn't answering her phone. I hope she's all right.
Three usuals, one with an extra whipped cream and licorice.
Oh, thanks, Whit.
Excellent.
Wait, this is all wrong.
Oh, it's not your usual?
Yeah, you put the strawberry ice cream on the wrong end of the bowl.
No, Penny should be here.
How can we celebrate without her? I'm worried.
Yeah, me too, but if it's any consolation, I'm meeting her this evening. We're going to a movie.
Oh, well, that's good. And you'll be sure to tell me if anything's wrong, right?
Count on it. Something is wrong, Connie. Something is seriously wrong.
Penny said that?
Well, she might have if she showed up for the movie last night, but she didn't.
She stood you up?
No, actually, I was more sat down than stood up since I was at the movies by myself.
Well, why didn't you call me?
Because I didn't know you were a fan of Buck Ramrod, Galaxy Explorer to the Universe Federation and the Stars.
Have you tried to reach her today?
Sure, over and over. I have left more messages than I have words to say in them, which means there's a lot of dead air on her voicemail.
This isn't good.
I know. I keep telling myself that maybe she's busy getting ready for the next semester at the college. You know, I would imagine the job of a teaching assistant really gears up about now. What with preparing for new students, ordering the supplies, making up a list of pranks to play on the first-year students.
But she was Dr. Trask's teaching assistant. Did one of the other art teachers take her on?
You may recall that I haven't seen her to be able to answer that question informatively.
I mean, it's silly that we're supposed to be her friends and we don't know.
Well, we don't often talk work, you know. Like, I have no idea what your schedule is here at Wits End. You're here and then you're not.
I think we should drive over to the college and find her.
You seem to leave without anyone watching the counter. I mean, what kind of business is that?
Are you coming?
Just say the word and we'll go.
Hurry!
That was it.
Well, since no one answered at her room, I was sure she'd be here.
Yeah, you'd think, since this is her favorite cafe, and it's fast becoming mine, too. They make a great pepperoni panini.
Any sign of her?
Well, not unless she's hiding in the all-you-can-eat salad bar.
Look, there's that professor, what's his name?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. He teaches art.
I still don't know.
Sure you do. He testified on behalf of Dr. Trask.
I'm no closer to knowing.
Yes, you are. Bruce.
Professor Bruce?
Professor Bruce. I told you you knew him. Professor Bruce!
Yes? Oh, it's you.
Me? You know me?
You testified against Dr. Trask. Real travesty of justice.
But he was a counterfeiter.
Well, that's your opinion.
Opinion? How can you call that fact an opinion?
It's... Connie, let's stay with our original purpose for being here.
Oh, yes. And you testified against Dr. Trask, too.
Oh, yeah, but that was only because he kidnapped me and locked me in a train car with the counterfeit money. But I got out when the train crashed.
Look, we don't want to rerun what happened with Dr. Trask.
Although we could if you want us to.
We're looking for Pennywise.
Oh, her.
Professor Bruce, do you put that O in front of all your sentences for dramatic effect?
Do you know if she'll be the teaching assistant for another teacher now that Trask is, well, you know?
I don't know of anyone who'd take her on as an assistant now.
Why not?
Who wants to work with a girl who'll be watching over your shoulder every minute and who may testify against you in court.
Oh, I would, apart from the testifying in court part.
That's crazy. She didn't watch over anyone's shoulder.
Well, actually, she did when the students were doing their art assignments.
And Dr. Trask was a criminal. Penny was only doing what was right by testifying.
I'll say what you want. She doesn't have a job in the art department.
Meaning that she won't have a job anywhere on campus?
Yeah, more than likely. Now, if you'll excuse me.
But, Connie, if Penny doesn't have a job here, then...
Let's try her room again. This is ridiculous. Where is she? I don't know what to do.
I suppose we could write another note and put it on top of the first note that we left. That may emphasize our desire to see her. Sort of like a visual form of italics, which, as an artist, Penny will understand.
Maybe we should get whoever is in charge of this dorm to open the door for us. I want to make sure she's not in there.
Well, let's ask this chipper young gentleman here.
Good idea. Excuse me?
Yeah?
Where's the supervisor of this building?
Oh, his office is over in the maintenance building on the other side of campus.
Oh.
Why, are you looking for Penny?
You know her?
Sure, but you won't find her in there.
Why not?
Oh, she had to move out.
Move out?
No one would hire her as a teaching assistant, so she had to vacate the room. College policy. Unless she wanted to pay for it like any other student, which she couldn't afford.
Well, you know an awful lot about Penny's private business.
Hey, this is a college dormitory. There's no such thing as private business. Besides, we all know what Penny did to Dr. Trask.
You mean what Dr. Trask did to Penny? And just about everyone else around here. She's a hero, and you're making her out to be the villain. What is wrong with you people?
Hey, we're students. Moral angst is what we do best.
Do you have any idea where Penny might have moved?
Not a clue. She packed up her things and left without saying a word. Though she left a vase filled with buttercups.
Oh, she must have left a forwarding address with someone.
Oh, you can check with the registry office.
Thanks, we'll do that.
Hey, you know, you're kind of cute. Would you like to have coffee sometime?
I'm not attracted to guys with moral angst.
How about moral ambiguity?
What do you mean by that?
It depends.
We'll be leaving now.
Okay, here's the file for Penny Wise.
What's it say?
We're not supposed to give out this kind of information.
Oh, that's all right. We're not supposed to ask for it either, but we are, so I guess that makes us even.
There's no forwarding address.
Nothing?
Only a blue Datsun hatchback.
What?
Penny drives a blue 1981 Datsun 210 hatchback.
But that's not a forwarding address.
Yeah, if it was, I'd have a hard time delivering any mail to her unless I wore my running shoes.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
What does that mean, Wooten?
Well, she said she wanted time alone. Maybe she meant a lot of time.
Do you think Penny is the sort of person who'd be in trouble but wouldn't tell anyone she's in trouble?
Well, I think she's the sort of person who wouldn't tell anyone she's in trouble because she wouldn't want anyone to go to any trouble for her.
Well, we have to find a way to help her.
You mean find a way to find her so that we can then find a way to help her.
Oh, stop that.
Well, I'm only using frivolous humor to mask my deep, unbridled worry about her.
Seriously? Good mask.
Thanks. I practice in front of a mirror. You know, when everything went wrong with Dr. Trask and I saw how vulnerable Penny was, it was all I could do to keep from locking her up somewhere safe to protect her. But then I realized that locking her up against her will would probably make her really nervous and give her a bad case of deja vu. But now I wish I'd done it.
We can't protect the ones we love, you know? Not really.
Whoa. Did you say love? I never said the word love out loud, did I?
Your secret's safe with me, Wooten. Now, one way or another, we have to find Penny. But how?
Excuse me.
Hello, officer. May I help you?
Maybe the better question is, may I help you?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm all right.
Ma'am.
Yes?
I'm sorry, but you can't stay here.
I can't?
No. If you read the sign over there, the big one, see that?
Uh-huh.
It says rules for McAllister Park.
Yes.
Right? You'll see that you can't park here overnight.
What good is having a park that you can't park in? Besides, they wouldn't let me park by Gower's Field either.
I know. It's a city ordinance. Sorry, ma'am.
That's okay. It's not your fault.
Wait. You're Penny Wise, aren't you?
That's not your fault either.
What are you doing out here, like this?
Like this?
Yeah, you look like you're living out of your car.
Living out of my... Oh, no, that wouldn't be right, would it? I mean, that would be really sad, living out of a car, really.
It sure would be, especially for a hero.
Hero?
You stood up to Dr. Trask. You testified against him, and now he's going to jail. All because of you.
All because of me.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Wait here for a minute.
It's okay, officer. I can move. I think I have enough gas. Although, I might need a jump for the battery. My hairdryer keeps draining it.
No, you stay where you are. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, should I wind up my window, officer? No. Okay, I better leave it down. I'll never get the smell of last night's curry out of here. Oh, that's weird. I never noticed this button before. I wonder what it does. Officer, look! I opened the back! I opened the trunk! Now I can get to the spare gas can!
Miss Wise, you have to come with me.
Really? To where?
The station.
You're arresting me? But it's my first offense. Honest, I never parked here overnight before, and I promise I won't let it happen again.
Please, lock up the car and come with me.
But I just got the trunk open. Do you know how long it took me to figure that out?
I'll help you close it.
Oh.
thanks. Hey, are you going to read me my rights?
Only if you want me to.
Oh, yes, please. I've always wanted somebody to do that. My parents almost named me Miranda, you know.
I didn't know.
True story.
I can't imagine that Penny would leave town without saying goodbye.
Well, that's the thing, Whit. We don't think she has left. She's here somewhere, but we don't know where.
Well, has anybody checked the imagination station?
What?
Well, just a guess, but people seem to get lost in there all the time. And she said she'd love to meet Rembrandt one day.
I wouldn't blame her for leaving. The way they talked about her at the college, like she'd done something wrong by doing the right thing.
Now, if I were a blue Datsun hatchback, where would I hide?
We could call Detective Polhouse.
And file a missing persons report.
Actually, I was thinking that he could have his officers look out for Penny's car.
That's right. He could put out one of those CBs or ADTs or HMBs or whatever they're called.
I feel so bad for her. She lost everything she cared about.
Well, not everything. I'll give Detective Polhouse a call. Hi, this is Wits End. John Whittaker here. Oh, hi, Detective Polhouse.
Now, what were the odds of that happening?
You are. He's calling about Penny.
And the odds of that happening must be astronomical.
What about Penny?
Go on, Detective. Really? Okay, we'll be right there. Thanks.
Well?
He wants us to come to the station.
The station? Why there?
Penny is in jail.
Living in her car?
It's sad but true.
That is sad.
Especially when the car is a 1981 Datsun 210 hatchback.
But why didn't Penny tell us she was in trouble?
I've seen it happen more times than Wooten can count.
Six?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Penny feels guilty for putting someone who was once a trusted friend in jail.
Well, according to the jury, he deserved it.
Yeah, but that doesn't change how Penny might feel. It weighs on her that she betrayed her friend, even though he turned out to be a lying, deceitful, corrupt...
Detective!
And she feels that the rejection she got from the college is exactly what she deserved. Their attitudes and actions only confirmed what she was feeling deep inside.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, come on, Connie. You know better than most that feelings don't always make sense.
True. What? Why would I know?
I brought Penny here to the jail under the pretense of keeping her safe.
Oh, that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't actually have the jail.
So it's all right for us to see her?
Sure. If you can get in.
Is it that crowded?
You better believe it.
You have that many criminals?
Not criminals. Police officers! When they found out Pennywise was here, they wanted to celebrate. All right, calm down. The prisoners in cell block D are complaining about the noise. Penny, you have visitors.
I do? Hi, Penny!
Hi!
Penny!
Look! I finally got to wear one of those orange jumpers!
Oh, and you look great!
Wow, I'm so envious!
I know! You guys have to come in! We can make room, can't we?
Sure!
There's pizza and pretzels and some funny yellow stuff on crackers. Oh, and raspberry soda!
Oh, well, what about licorice?
And licorice!
I want to live here!
Yay!
Penny, you are the only person I know who can turn a jail into a sleepover party.
It wasn't my idea. They think I'm a hero. Isn't that funny?
No, Penny, it's not funny. It's exactly right.
Though I think we can come up with better arrangements for a hero than living in jail.
All you had to do was tell us, Penny.
I didn't want to be a burden.
Well, friends should never be burdens. Now, get your things. You're coming to live with me.
What?
I have the room, and I won't listen to any arguments.
But it's too much for you to do.
I said I won't listen to any arguments. Wooten, didn't I say I won't listen to any arguments?
That's what I heard.
Oh, Connie. Thank you.
Great. That means I can have my jail back.
I suppose. So I did have a few ideas about how to decorate. A vermilion wallpaper, for example.
Ooh. Wow, that's a lot of wallpaper.
Come on, let's get your things.
It's all in my suitcase, which happens to be my car.
That's okay.
Oh, great, I left it in the park.
Oh, okay, we can go over there and then you can follow
Thanks me. For calling us, Detective.
I had to do something. None of my officers would go out on patrol while Penny was here. Wooten, what are you doing?
Oh, they ate all the licorice.
Give me an excuse to lock you up, and I'll get some more.
Well, I loitered once.
Not enough.
While jaywalking.
Try harder.
In a no-parking zone. After my license expired.
Get out!
I'll just keep an eye on the place till you come back.
And from the federal court in Connellsville today came the news that Dr. Benjamin Trask, former art professor at Campbell College, will serve 25 years in prison for his role as the mastermind of a local counterfeiting operation. Detective Don Polhouse, who led the investigation that caught Dr. Trask, had this to say.
There are few things more satisfying than to see justice done. Now, my hope is that the many victims of Dr. Trask's crimes will be able to put the past behind them and get on with their lives.
Ah, that was a lovely picnic. I'm so glad we finally got to have it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful view.
You know, you can see most of Odyssey from here.
If you look that way, you can see Dr. Trask's house. And if you turn your head like this and squint with one eye, you can even see the compound where they hid the counterfeit money.
Well, I'd rather not look. It wasn't one of my better experiences.
But it was an experience. Oh, look at the buttercups. I left mine at the dorm.
Penny, did you really feel guilty about testifying against Dr. Trask?
Kinda, I suppose. I was always taught not to be a snitch or a tattletale, and that's how it made me feel. But more than that, I felt bad about losing a friend.
Well, a real friend wouldn't have put you in that kind of position.
I know, but for a long time, he was my friend. He was like a second father to me, in fact. And I'd like to think that in his own way, he cared about me. And when I realized all he'd done, well, it's just gonna take a long time to work out all the feelings I've had. You know what I mean? To lose a friend like that, it's...
Well, you lost a friend, but you gained a bunch more to make up for it.
Yeah! And I'm glad about that, Wooten. Thank you for finding me.
Oh. Okay, then, okay. A toast to true friends who always tell the truth, who share in the goodness of your life, and who, by the grace of God, are there when you need them.
Oh, that's beautiful, Connie. To friends.
Yeah, to friends.
Here, here.
Okay.
And my first act as a true friend is to say, I hate raspberry soda. How do you drink this stuff?
With really small sips, of course.
The Apostle Paul's first letter to the Corinthians has a lot to say about what makes a true friend. Look at chapter 13 for a few of those descriptions, wrapped up in what love looks like. There in verse 7, you'll find something Penny experienced in today's adventure. Love always protects. In their care and concern for Penny, Wooten, Connie, and Whit prove that they really are Penny's friends, and a good example of what the Apostle Paul was talking about. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Penny Saved was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound designed by Jonathan Crow. Our cast included Katie Lee as Connie, Jess Harnell as Wooten, Kimmy Robertson as Penny, and Andre Stoica as Whit, along with Phil Proctor, Keith Ferguson, Fred Tatasciore, and Dominic Cat Rambone. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.